I'm Phil Nee with sports. There's high school action going on tonight in the area. JV football for River Valley. They're at Broadhead. The Richland Center JV team is taking on Lancaster this evening at Lancaster. And it's Richland Center soccer action boys varsity. They'll be taking on Mauston this evening. For Riverdale, JV football is played at Wazika against Wazika Steuben Seneca. That will get underway today at 5 p.m. And the Ithaca JV team is at Bangor against Bangor. High school action over the weekend, the River Valley Invitational Cross Country Meet was held. Dodgeville Mineral Point was the fifth place team representing the Southwest Conference. Madison La Follette won the boys event on the day. For Richland Center Ithaca, they were a bit shorthanded, but did compete with a total of six runners. Clayton Lee was 47th overall. The junior was followed by Ryan Stadler, who was 48th. Clayton's time was 18:05. Ryan's time 18:06. Kiernan Culver was 62nd. Devin Woodhouse was 100th out of the runners on Saturday. Platteville finished 14th. Dallas Tatar was their top runner and was 61st overall. River Valley was the 20th place team. Nathan Hamilton, with a time of 21:30, finished in 114th place. For the girls, varsity action in the large school division. Madison West won that competition. Dodge Point was third. Ellie Robinson, their top runner overall, was second. And Annie Robinson was fifth for Dodgeville Mineral Point in the meet. Other runners from the area in the large school division, 14th overall for the Richland Center Ithaca girls team. Grace Fretz was 37th with a time of 21:31. Pearl Fretz, 51st. Rachel Waterfall, 74th. Adeline Lawless was 89th. And Shanice Anderson, 122nd. Brielle Grant led River Valley their top time of 20:56. River Valley was 16th as a team. Brielle was 26th. Also, Molly Moss was 30th. Evelyn Tripolin was 119th as well. In other action, the girls' varsity small school competition was won by Darlington, who had the top overall runner, Adelaide Burgett. Also, Boscobel was fifth. Nora Gilson was second. Her time was 19:36. Riverdale's team finished 10th. Mallory Meese was first place for Riverdale, 11th in the meet, with a time of 21:49. Melody Williamson, 34th, Kaylee Carter, 54th, Megan Krull was 84th, and Riley Leaf was 94th in the running. For the boys, the top overall team was Nisida. Boscobel finished second, led by Bodie Bright, who was 17th. Graydon Richter was 18th. Tyler Miller, 23rd. Alex Krull was 28th. Fenimore was 3rd. Isaac Henkel was 4th overall with a time of 17:45. For Riverdale, they were 5th as a team. Lakota Brewer was 13th in the running. The top overall chieftain with a time of 18:14. Carson Knight, 32nd. Caleb Shalaline, 34th. Wyatt Schramm was 36th. And Hunter Wilkinson, 53rd. James Schramm was 6th. Wisconsinites Barneville was 8th, Brookwood 9th, and Lancaster 10th among the small school division teams at the River Valley Invitational Saturday in Spring Green. For the Packer fans filling Lambeau Field Sunday at the home opener, the game looked a lot like the 1960s. Green Bay kept the ball on the ground in a 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Running back Josh Jacobs rushed 32 times for 151 yards, and reserve quarterback Malik Willis was efficient as a game manager. With starter Jordan Love still unavailable, Willis completed 12 of 14 passes for 122 yards and one touchdown.
Don't know, but you just continue to work until you get that opportunity. I mean, the last opportunity I got to start a game was my rookie year. And, you know, I wasn't where I wanted to be as far as the offense went or just where I was playing NFL football, you know, as a rookie. And, you know, you don't control that, and it's a results-based business, and that's just what it is. But I just continue to try to work until I get another opportunity, and just so happened it came this week.
Running back Josh Jacobs credited a lot of the blocking, the offensive line, and the receivers throwing blocks.
These guys come in and they take it personal, whether it's blocking. Like, I know Wicks missed one block early, and then he came and got the next five blocks in a row. So, you know, like stuff like that is big, man, because, you know, a lot of receivers don't want to play that type of game. And a lot of receivers, you know, they want to catch the ball. They don't want to get hit too much. So for them to be able to do it all and to show that they'll do it all for their teammate, I think it means a lot. I think it shows a lot about this team.
The Packers travel to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans for their next game. With a 24-17 win at Nashville Sunday by the Jets, it had Wisconsin written all over it. Former Badgers star running back Braylon Allen scored twice, one of them on a pass reception from former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 18 of 30 for 176 yards and two touchdowns. Another former Packer, Alan Lazard, caught two of those passes for 11 yards. The Jets prevailed when the Titans weren't able to score a tying touchdown with less than a minute left on the clock after starting inside the 10-yard line. In other action from yesterday, Cleveland 18-13 over Jacksonville. The Chargers 26, Carolina 3. Las Vegas 26-23 over Baltimore. Minnesota beat San Francisco 23-17. New Orleans 44, Dallas 19. Seattle in overtime over New England 23-20. Tampa Bay 20, Detroit 16. Washington 21, the Giants 18. Arizona 41-10 over the Rams. Kansas City beat Cincinnati 26-25. Pittsburgh over Denver 13-6. Houston beat the Bears last night 19-13. Atlanta plays at Philadelphia tonight in the NFL's Monday night affair. Well, for the Brewers, after a two-run triple by Jackson Chourio gave Milwaukee a lead, Arizona won in a walk-off by scoring three times without making an out in the bottom of the 10th inning Sunday. Rookie Jackson Chourio had a single, home run, and that triple to drive in five, but Milwaukee lost 11-10. The Diamondbacks avoided a sweep with a come-from-behind victory. Reliever Jared Koenig had looked unhittable in the ninth inning, so manager Pat Murphy decided to leave closer Devin Williams in the bullpen. Koenig took the loss. The Phillies visit AmFam Field tonight to start a three-game series. Elsewhere yesterday, Minnesota beat Cincinnati 9-2, Toronto 3-2 over St. Louis, Pittsburgh 4, Kansas City 3. In the National League, Philadelphia 2-1 over the Mets, Washington 4, Miami 3, Cubs 6-2 over Colorado, San Diego 4, San Francisco 3, the Dodgers 9-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Detroit 4, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 2-0 over Tampa Bay, White Sox 4, Oakland 3, Yankees 5-2 over Boston, Seattle 7, Texas 0, Houston 6-4 over the Angels. The Badgers made way too many mistakes while losing a one-sided game to fourth-ranked Alabama 42-10 on Saturday. Two Crimson Tide scores came after a pair of Wisconsin fumbles deep in its own territory, and two more followed with a missed field goal and a failed fourth-down attempt. Coach Luke Fickle says, basically, they got whooped.
Well, I'll give you guys the same message I just gave them. If you haven't had your whooped before, you just did. And it hurts, and it's not easy. But in this game, that's going to happen. And it's a part of the game. It stinks. It doesn't mean you didn't work hard. Didn't mean you didn't prepare. It means you didn't get the job done. And whether it's a one-point loss or a 34-point loss, it's a good old-fashioned whooping at home, which hurts.
With sports for WRCO, I'm Phil Nee.